हम बड़ा ही प्यारा ये प्रभु का वरदान है। योगी जीवन बड़ा ही प्यारा ये प्रभु का वरदान है। दिल की दुआएं वो पाए सभी का हर दिल का अरमान है। योगी जीवन बड़ा ही प्यारा।
ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। I want to translate one of the lines of the song we've just heard, and you kept hearing this term yogi jivan, right? A yogi life. And so what it's saying is that this yogi life is God's blessing. If you had a choice, would you change from a yogi lifestyle to any other type of lifestyle? Who thinks it's worth experimenting and trying out another lifestyle? No one? No one? Good. Why I asked this question is because yesterday lots of treasures in the Murali. And one particular sentence that struck very deeply was, again I'll share the Hindi and translate it in a moment, but Baba said, Razi Rehna, Razi Karna. And this happens if you're Raz Yukt. And what that means is that to stay content, to make others content, and the word Raz, the secrets, the significance, and Razi, content, both go together, you can see. And so Baba was saying that if you understand the secrets of Gyan, then you'll always remain content, and you'll be able to give contentment to others. So when I read this sentence about being Raz Yukt, full of or accurately linked with the understanding of all significance of Baba's knowledge, I remembered that Baba usually uses a few other expressions with it. And Baba begins with Yog Yukt, and then Raz Yukt, and then Yukti Yukt. And Yog Yukt, accurately linked in yoga. Then Raz Yukt, understanding the significance of Gyan. And then Yukti Yukt, being able to do things in an appropriate way, in the right way. People translate Yukti Yukt in various ways, but I think it makes sense to translate it as doing things in an appropriate way, in the way that Baba wants. So I was pleased to hear the song. I don't know who chose it, but because I'd been thinking about taking up the subject of Yog Yukt, accurately linked in yoga, and then I heard the song about the blessing of a yogi way of life. So Yog Yukt, I remembered a story that many of you here would remember, but 1968, Baba's last year in Sakhar, and Daddy is sitting with Baba in the hut. Not the hut that's there today, that's a permanent structure, but there used to be a hut created with banana leaves every year fresh for a few months of the year in the warm season. And it just had a concrete base, very simple, and just banana leaves, so no pictures on the walls, there were no walls, so very, very basic and simple, but and just enough for a few people to sit. And Daddy shares the story of how in that hut, Baba said to her, "You're not Yogyukt." And she's thinking, I'm paying attention to yoga and I'm having good yoga. So what does Baba mean? She didn't think, why is Baba saying this? I am Yogyukt. But no, she was thinking, what does Baba mean by saying this? And then next thing, Baba goes very deep into silence and pulls her into deep silence and the bodiless stage. And that lasts for some period. And she says how that made her understand what Baba meant by yog-yukt. Yes, you're having yoga at the prescribed times. Traffic control in a formal way hadn't yet started. That started 77. But at that point, she was paying a lot of attention to yoga. And so she said that what Baba meant was, as you do things in between, I better tell you, since it's a story about Daddy, I'm relating. I spoke to Daddy this morning. I usually do early morning on Skype, and I told her it's bank holiday. And then Hansa said to her, will you speak to the class? And she said, yes. And so now she's wanting to see the webcast. So Daddy's monitoring what I'm saying. So at that point, she understood that what Baba meant by yog-yukt was that from time to time, in between through the day, you should be able to practice connecting with Baba and being able to feel Baba's light and love and power, the might with you. And so yog-yukt is, okay, I've done Amrit Vela, I've had a bit of meditation, I've done evening yoga. Yes, it's important, and each aspect is very, very important, but and it helps towards being yog-yukt, but yog-yukt is really where you are linked with Baba through the day. And from time to time, you actually take that pause, and yes, if you're doing traffic control sincerely, then you'll feel that presence, that connection with Baba. If you're busy and traffic control comes on and you ignore it, that's not very yog-yukt. Or if in between the 1 hour to the next hour, I let old sanskars erupt, that's not very yog-yukt. There was another sentence in the song, and that was, a yogi life is one that's filled with all virtues. A yogi life is one in which you're experiencing everything from one. So just to be able to see to what extent I am yog-yukt. Why? Because yesterday Baba also spoke about being waterproof and fireproof. Mireproof, generally. But Baba also specified waterproof and fireproof. And so fireproof. Yes, there's fire coming from inside my own old sanskars. There's fire coming to me from outside, from the sanskars of others. So to be able to protect myself from both types of things that go on, if I'm linking with Baba again and again, especially when I know I'm in a challenging situation, Baba says, you don't use me enough. It's a comment that Avyakt Baba makes. And it's true that when I know I'm going to be challenged, And usually you do know who are the people who challenge you or what are the situations that challenge you. Am I right? Generally you know. And if you don't know, I'm sure today you will get a shock and you learn. But when I do know, it's in the presence of this individual, or I do know that it's going to be a day of high pressure and stress, then especially on those occasions, to have that special attention of being with Baba, or a situation that comes up more and more. You're in a point where you have to make a difficult decision. And sometimes we have a choice, sometimes we think we don't have a choice. But if I link with Baba, I'll be able to see what are my choices. And maybe the other things are not really a choice at all. Well, I'll be able to see that very clearly. But yug-yug means that I'll be able to take Baba's help in being able to come to a decision. And Baba will protect me from the fire, but also the water. Water is very pleasant. People go swimming, people take a shower, it's very cleansing. And so why is Baba saying waterproof? Because sometimes Maya comes and it's very comfortable, very nice, it feels good, it's okay. And, you know, it's a habit I have, or a little bit of space I've created for myself, and I think it's okay, it's fine. And I'm not stopping to ask myself the question, is this a good use of my time, my energy, my resources? And so what's giving me comfort at this moment might actually well be Maya. It's not because I'm a good yogi, everything's going my way, so everything is fine. But it may well be that it's my illusion and it's actually a big, big distraction away from Baba. So waterproof, fireproof, and that happens if I'm yug-yugt. I keep linking with Baba. And then if I am linked with Baba, then the next step, being able to understand what is happening in the context of Baba's knowledge. I'm having a challenge with another person's sanskars. That's okay. Baba's teaching me something, a challenging situation, not necessarily somebody else's sanskars, but maybe it's a health issue, maybe it's a financial issue. Again, what is the significance of this? What am I learning from this? And when I learn that lesson, drama will change. That's a fact. But until I've learned that lesson, the situation will continue to challenge me, that person will continue to challenge me. And I ask myself the question, why am I here? And when I came to Baba, I didn't know that I was coming for transformation. I thought I was coming just simply to experience Baba's love, clarity, understanding. And of course, as you take the course, you begin to understand that it's not just a nice bit of little bit of meditation or a nice gathering, or once a day you use your time for an hour to hear good things. It's a lot more than that, which is why Baba's class isn't as popular as the other satsangs. There's something more that you have to do than just simply listen and say, yes, that's nice, that's nice. It's not enough to do that. You have to make a commitment to change. And however much I've changed, fine. But do I want to continue to change? Or am I okay? I've set myself a particular level and I say, that's okay, I'm comfortable here. I don't need to go any further. And of course, Baba's reminding us that whatever decision I make for myself, whether it's to stay here or here or here. It's a choice I'm making for the whole of the kalpa. But even more significant is that it will be a choice not just this kalpa, but every kalpa. And so if I'm saying, I've changed enough, I've had enough renunciation, I've had enough yoga, and I'm okay, what would be my status in heaven? If these are the sanskaras, I say, well, this is how I am, and this is how I'm going to stay. Accept me or reject me, it doesn't matter, this is how I am. And in a subtle way, maybe you've not said it in those words, but in a subtle way, whenever we use the term, well, these are my sanskaras, and so this is how I am, full stop. And that's what I'm saying, that I'm going to stay like this till the end of the cycle. And so I'm making a choice for every kalpa, and if after 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years of jnana, whatever it is, I feel, no, I need to change some more, then understanding the significance of every situation in essence means I'm ready to learn, I'm ready to change. And so very, very important to be able to see the significance of everything, but to be introverted in the sense that, what is this teaching me? Not that, well, they're like that anyway, and then I'm dismissive and I don't realize what I need to do, but no, what is it that I need to do here? And if drama is benevolent, is drama benevolent? I'm not getting a strong yes. If drama is benevolent, then Baba tells me very often, not every day, but very often Baba tells me drama is benevolent, beneficial, and I believe it, then surely the situation I'm in now, it's not that 99% of the drama is beneficial and this 1% isn't. There must be significance. There must be benevolence. Even though I don't like it, sometimes medicine is bitter, and yet you're willing to take it if you know that you want to change whatever it is that's going on. If you're content to live with the sickness, fine, don't take the bitter medicine. But if you want to get rid of the illness, then you'll say, doesn't matter, it's only for a short while, I'll take it. And you take that bitter medicine, and it's actually helping. It's dealing with the disease. And so a situation I don't like, but it's teaching me something. Bitter, but it's good for me. I'm going to learn from it, and I'll grow, and I'll be able to take a jump forward. So this term, Ras Yukt, Ras, and the other word that is also linked in Hindi, Naraz. Not content, discontent, upset. Usually we translate Naraz as upset. Sangam Yukt is precious. My happiness is my treasure. Why should I let a thief steal my treasure? So anything that's making me upset is a thief. Not a person, but that thing, whatever it is. My sanskars are making me upset. Baba says, don't be upset with yourself, love yourself. Somebody else is making me upset, well, it's still that they're triggering a sanskar within me. Maybe I knew it, maybe I didn't, but it's just simply a trigger. Otherwise, I would be very content, I would be very happy, I would be able to keep Baba's treasures with me, no problem. And so, I'm not going to go into it more detail. But just think about how understanding soul, understanding God, understanding drama, understanding karma, all of that is really to help me keep the treasures that God is giving me now so that I stay happy and content. And then it's not just that I say, well, I'm content and it doesn't matter what other people think. Because that's also an attitude, I've heard that. And they put it in a very, very gyani way.
Hello.
Om Shanti Dadi.
Yes, Om Shanti. Then Om Shanti.
Om Shanti Dadi.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
That's the furniture. मैं
हेलो हंसा, यू थ्रू टू द क्लास?
मैं क्लास सुन रहा है, आप बोलो. ओम शांति. Om Shanti.
You're not doing it loud enough. She can't hear you.
Om Shanti.
Hello, Daddy.
Come back. Daddy, I'm very nervous.
Daddy. आपका आह्वान कर रही है.
आज आपकी वाली जी है, मैं देख रही हूँ. क्योंकि दादा के बच्चों को हाल जी का पैदा लेना है, तो आज सारे क्लास को सामने देख लंदन क्लास जी ऐसी वर्दी हूँ कभी सुन रहे हैं ना, या ऐसे समझे कि ये चारों और याद प्यार चला जाएगा.
जी दादी, today daddy's saying today's bank holiday, so daddy wanted to connect with the class personally. And today's class, she, daddy's speaking, but her vision is all on all of us in the class. And today, Worthing, GRC, and all daddy's actually speaking to Worthing, GRC, and in fact to all four corners of the world, and sharing love and love and
remembrance.
First remember Baba, then we're able to draw Baba's love.
सारी लाइफ हमारी याद और प्यार से है. बाबा ने ऐसी बनाई है तो सारी विश्व को संजा रहे.
In fact, Baba has made my life filled with such love and remembrances, yad ne pyar, so that these vibrations and remembrances reach to all corners of the world. There is in fact nothing else to do. What we need to do, we are actually doing now. In throughout the whole
kalpa,
throughout the whole kalpa, the confluence age is the chance to take from Baba. Baba's daddy is going to share something very subtle now. Baba makes us Trinaiti, Trikaldashi. Gentlemen, please help me.
The ones with the third eye, the ones with the masters of three worlds, the ones with three aspects of time.
Baba, our Alastair, Shikshavatana, we are here. We are here to give our सारे विषय रहे वाचा ये तो में नहीं दे रहा.
In fact, Baba is sitting in the subtle region, and then he draws our attention to become avyak, so that then everything reaches out to the world. Jensen, please correct me.
You're fine.
जैसे बोल रही थी अपने शरीर की बनानी है कैसे बनानी है तो मैं भी बोलती थी.
Jensen was sharing earlier in class how to create your stage. So now Daddy was hearing, is looking at the webcast, so she's going to share her thoughts on how to create a stage.
Baba, आज कैसा है आज के मोरे में हमको क्या करने का अंतर मुख्य है.
Today, Muli, in fact, Baba is saying what we need to do is, in fact, become introverted. The more we remain introverted, and the more we become united, and Baba is helping us.
And in between was to see the three aspects of time.
Today Baba has given the mantra so that there is no difference in mind and the sanskars. This mantra is in fact very good.
Baba ko hai jaldi jaldi achhi baba ko yaad karke vikramanaal kar dele.
Baba in fact wants the children to remember Baba and quickly destroy all their sins.
Namaskaram mujhe isko yaad karo.
When you remember Manman above, then gentlemen.
Then remembrance of one. One above, focus your mind on me, and Mamekam, remember me alone.
And
then Baba says for these thoughts.
समझा करके ऐसी बातें करता है जो बच्चों से अभी तो होती ऐसा कर्म न हो जो विक्रम बन जावे. नहीं बड़ा खबरदार होशियार जो पुराने विक्रम वो विनाश हो जावे.
बाबा इनफैक्ट cautions us and explains to us with a lot of love, so that we pay attention that there's no more sins that are being performed,
and we're able to settle the unpunished sins of the past. And Daddy must be sitting in the sitting room in the front where she's got Baba in front of her. So she's saying, Baba is in front of me and I'm seeing Baba and I'm making sure that my life is as it should be. Elizabeth, I couldn't hear in between.
Thank you, Daddy. Hansaben, thank you. Hello? They've gone, I think. Sorry.
So you can see that Daddy's still very engaged in everything, which is beautiful. One of the things about Daddy that keeps her young is just her desire to learn all the time, to watch and learn and take another step forward. So, Razyukt, and she explained to to be introverted, and if we're introverted, then we're able to see ourselves and focus on Baba and do what we need to, so that there's nothing further that's accumulated, but the accumulation of the past is being finished with. So I was explaining about Nara's upset, and a big question at the moment for me is, how am I going to deal with any crisis or big tragedy if it were to happen in front of me? Of course, news from Nepal, but also from Chile, but anything can happen anywhere. And so, am I able to keep my state stable no matter what? And if today I'm getting upset with little things, then how am I going to manage in the future? So important to create that stability now. Otherwise, I don't have a guarantee for myself, and I'll carry that fear. Fear and insecurity come because I haven't prepared. If I'm prepared, then I'm not going to be scared. Then I know I'm Baba's instrument, and I'm doing what I need to do, not just for myself, but to help others also. So Nara's, you know, in the world out there, if somebody's upset, you'll say, well, so what? You know, that's part of life. But in Baba's world, getting upset means I've lost my treasures. And so it is a big deal. So I must make sure that I maintain my stability. And then the last word that Baba uses in the context of all of this is yukti, yukt. And if I'm linked with Baba, if I'm understanding what's going on, and Daddy introduced that idea of being able to see the three aspects of time. Something's happening now, but what made it happen? And whatever I do now, what's going to be the outcome of that? So past, present, future. Important to be able to see all three with my third eye. So she used the term Trinitri. She also uses the expression, the master of the three worlds, because one is I see the past, present, future, and I'm able to stand back and I don't get upset. But also she said, be the master of the three worlds and keep going to the subtle region and be with Baba. Baba's in the subtle region. Yesterday we took that up in detail, but Baba's saying that the meeting point, you come from here and I come from there and we meet in the subtle region. And so if that's Baba's invitation to me, and I'm ready to let go of this and go to the subtle region, but I get upset. And so many different ways that Baba's told us. Sometimes I think that we're given too much. You know, in bhakti they're given one mantra, and you have to survive with one mantra. Here, not just a new mantra every day, but within one murli, a dozen different mantras. And so I think we're a little bit spoiled. And so when children are spoiled, they have too much choice and they don't know how to manage with all the different toys they have. And so Baba's given us many, many tools, many, many mantras, many, many choices. And so we get a bit confused with having too much. So this is why Daddy sometimes says, okay, take three things from the murli. Never mind the 12 things, take three things. But practice them. It's only through the practice that then you'll see the power that they contain. Otherwise it sounds beautiful, but it's not meaningful for me, and I'm not changing. But I use them even for a day, and I begin to see how it works and how it's possible to change. So the third one, yukti yukt. To do what I need to do, when I need to do it, how I need to do it. And so if I'm yukti yukt, then the link with Baba is so clear that I'll be able to prioritize. I'll know what is significant and important at this moment. Today Baba's talked about spending your time accumulating money. And Baba was saying, will your children and grandchildren be able to eat from that? So what are you doing? Think about what you need to do. And so yukti yukt. I know what I need to do, what it is that's a priority. But I also know how to do it. Sometimes you do the right thing, but in the how, you fall down. Doing the right thing, but you're not doing it in the right spirit. I'm asked to do some service. I say, yes, okay, I'll do it. But if I don't do it with the right feeling and the right spirit, that's not yukti-yukt. And so the doing is fine, but also how I do it is very, very important. So these three little expressions, actually, if you just think about these three, that's it. You'll be karmatit very quickly. Okay, this very special toli that Sister Naina has prepared for everyone. So you'll have the toli.